either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Assalamu ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهُ حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam meets the king of Egypt, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said to him, "Ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard," give me the position to be the financial minister of Egypt. And the king was an intelligent man. He did not give the position immediately, but asked Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam to stay with him. And when I say to stay with him, it means in his own palace. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam lived in the palace for approximately 1 year. And in that 1 year, alhamdulillah, he had seen everything, the character, the piety of this great man, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. It comes in some of the tafaseer that one day he invited all the other ministers and the dignitaries that are there, that were there in Egypt, invited them, and the king had his own crown that he would put on, khud ka taj. And so when everybody was there, he put on this crown on the head of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And so putting on the crown on the head of Yusuf alayhi salam would mean he wanted to tell the people that the future is of this man. Not only is he going to be the minister, but he will have the last say. He will have the last say. And so everybody must actually respect Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And so anyway, khair, this position was given to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah, how was the relationship of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with this king? The scholars have mentioned that immediately Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, without fearing anyone, understood that the Egyptians at that time were non-Muslims. What were they? Non-Muslims. And if the head of state becomes Muslim, then the rest will also become Muslims. The intelligence that Allah has given to a Nabi does not fear no one. And so what he did is that he invited the king of Egypt and he said to him that, look, I have stayed with you. You have seen me. And now I invite you that you become a Muslim and worship Allah alone. and shun the religion of your forefathers, the idols that you are worshipping, and become a muwahid and worship one Allah, and follow the line of the messengers that have come, following the line of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Scholars have mentioned that he was already so impressed with the character and the piety of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that he did not hesitate at all, and he became Muslim at the hands of Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. The king of Egypt now becomes a Muslim. Imagine that, my respected brothers. That is why the Quran is giving us a very, very important message. These ayats of the Quran, when we read, it's not just Surah Yusuf, you know, we're just reading and just looking at the translation and there is no wisdom to it. There is a great lesson. A Muslim should aim very, very high. What should his aim be? Very, very high. To make sure that he is given that position, that post, in which he has an opportunity to meet ambassadors, head of states, MPs, elite people, politicians who actually govern and dictate and who rule. You find some very foolish people amongst the Muslim community who have this Khawariji mentality that when you live in a country in which Muslims are a minority, then you should not take on this profession, you can't become or you can't join the police force, you should not vote, you should not do this, you should not do this. Then why are you living in this country? Go back to your country. Why are you here? Go. Subhanallah. This earth belongs to Allah Pak. Yusuf alayhi salam was the only Muslim at that time. The only Nabi. And the Muslim, of course. And the rest, the Egyptians were not Muslims at all. And despite that, he wanted a position and to work with them. Why did he want to work with them? To make a change. That is how you have to think, that once you get into the system, mashallah, when you can befriend somebody, when you can talk to somebody who is the head of state and talk to him about Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is Allah then gives hidayat and guidance. Why? It's very, very powerful, because when you talk about Islam, Islam is a religion that makes sense. What is it? You'll find other people, they don't want to talk about religion because it's nonsensical. They have to play gymnastic with words if they want to talk about their faith. But in Islam, it's not that. Islam is very straightforward. Everything you talk about Islam, it hits the heart. It is hitting the heart, affecting the heart. The problem is with the Muslim community. We are not doing the works. We are not doing what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his very short span of life, only 63 years, he wrote letters to the head of states in his time. North, south, east, west, everywhere. He wrote letters to them, inviting them towards Islam. All the empires, he wrote letters. And these letters were hand-delivered. What were they? Personally, selected by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right, you take my letter to Kisra, and to that person, to Habasha, and in Persia, and everywhere, all these letters were sent. Handpicked by the companions. Make sure you give it to them. Make sure if they can't read it, get somebody who will translate it. Make sure the message is given. Subhanallah. So when you are in that position, you must work hard. You have a duty to talk about Allah and His Rasul. One man, the king, becomes a Muslim. Subhanallah, everybody else will also So now you'll find that in Egypt, Egypt is what? A Muslim country, alhamdulillah. This is the effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah selected Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. And why? Abu Bakr was a man of great influence. What was he? A businessman, highly respected, most honorable, great akhlaq. When you talk about Hazrat Abu Bakr, he was right on the top. And when he becomes a Muslim, what a blow it was. The most elite members in Makkah who are his friends also become Muslims. One by one he is bringing them. The most elite come. And then when Hazrat Abu Bakr and his friends had become Muslims, mushrikeen of Makkah were saying to themselves, it's okay, we've still got Umar. What were they saying? We've got Umar. Allah's Nabi, the wisdom, lifts up his hands. Allah, bless me with Umar also. Allah, give me Umar. Umar was another powerful man in Makkah. Umar ibn al-Khattab. Toyota Silver. What is this? Move it, please. What is it? 9 G3, what? 93 NEL?
It's just a movie.
Yeah.
G3
NEL. G. Toyota Silver. Please move it. Keep this one. And so, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at his life, then Hazrat Umar accepted Islam, which was another massive blow. And then they were not prepared to allow the Muslims to get out from this ring of Makkah. Nobody should get out. We need to finish off this religion here. Bury it in Makkah. Subhanallah. Some of the Ansari people from Medina, they come. One, two people come. Even before Huzur alayhi salam reaches Medina Munawwara, gets to Medina Munawwara, 85% of the Ansar had already become Muslims. 85%. Why? Because this was their mission, my respected brothers and elders. Then the one who had great clout, Abu Sufyan, they wanted Abu Sufyan to stay away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan himself becomes a Muslim. Subhanallah. And his very daughter is married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so how Allah will guide a person, nobody knows, my respected brothers and elders. Allahu Akbar. And so Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, now the first thing in his 1 year opportunity given to him, that I am close to this king, what do? I talk to him about Islam. This is what Muslim MPs have to do when they meet other MPs. Talk to them about Islam. Explain to them, don't hide, you don't have to hide, you have to be very, very open. If you can get to Boris, speak to Boris about Islam. If you can get to any head of state, anybody, talk to them about Islam. If you can get to Modi, and Modi becomes very close to you, then talk to him about Islam, because Allah is the one who opens the heart. This is the tartib. Now Yusuf alayhi salam starts with the king. So now he is a Muslim. Now remember I said the king wants the nikah of Zulaikha with Yusuf alayhi salam. So in this session I just want to explain to you how the nikah ceremony took place with Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. When the king became a Muslim, Zulaikha, who was the wife of the governor had died. And her situation deteriorated and she was living in dire state now. She didn't have that wealth and things were very, very difficult. She became old also. And if you don't have your husband, things are very, very hard at that time. And so what happens when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when he became the financial minister, great minister in Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the honor, so he would travel from one part of Egypt to another part, and when he would travel, the guards would go out first, making sure that the pathway for Yusuf alayhi salam is clear. Ulama have mentioned that such was the beauty of this great Nabi, that people would just want to come out to see his face. He was very handsome. Very handsome. And now when he would go out, he would have the guards, and the guards would make clear the roads by Yusuf is coming now, alayhi salatu wasalam. Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salam is coming. And you would have a line of people on one side and on the other side, and some would say, oh Yusuf, look at us, we want to meet you and do this and do that. It is said that Zulaikha would be on the road also all the time, calling the name of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, but Hazrat Yusuf could not hear anything. There were so many people. So she would put on her burqa and cover herself so that nobody would recognize her. And she would be on the road, and when she would see Yusuf alayhi salam to pass by, she would say, oh, ya Yusuf, ya? Oh Yusuf, oh Yusuf. But Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam could not hear anything. Subhanallah. And she found that very, very difficult. After all, she saw Yusuf alayhi salam, and she was still in love with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam because of his akhlaq, how he was. And one day she got very, very angry. Now Zulaikha was not a Muslim. She was not a Muslima. So what was she? She had her own idol at home that she worshipped. So she was a mushrika. And one day she went home and she got angry and she looked at the idol and said, from now on I am not going to worship you. You are a waste of time. What did she say to the idol? Subhanallah. If only people could understand that truly it is a waste of time. Many wo ek YouTube ki comment mein likha ke you'd rather worship the mobile phone. Kya likha? Wo sab bask, you know, everybody was putting on. All I wanted was just to give a bit of dawat. So I said, you'd rather worship the mobile phone. The mobile phone gives you so much information. Huh? Right, Kerong? The mobile gives you so much information. This disabled thing, what is he going to give you? Information? Nothing. Tawbah, 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 tawbah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And so she got angry and said, what kind of a God are you? From now, my relationship with you, I break it, and I'm not longer going to worship you, and I'm not of your deen. And then she looked at the idol, and she said, as of today, I am going to worship Allah, the Rabb of Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the impact, the sohbat of a Nabi. What is it? Staying in the company of pious people, it will always help you. Always help you. My sheikh, one day, he said that people don't understand that how important it is to be connected to the right people. So he said, there are two bricks. There are two bricks. The bricks that have been made same size, same weight, same color, same material. Both are absolutely the same identical bricks. One brick has been used to build a masjid. And another brick was taken to build a toilet. One brick is used for the masjid and another brick is used for the toilet. What is the difference? Subhanallah, that brick is for the masjid, the house of Allah. There is rahmat. And the other brick is for the toilet. People are urinating and they are doing all sorts of things there. And then Hazrat said something. He said, imagine that brick, if it is used for Baytullah Sharif, Khan-e-Kaaba, then the Muslims are also going to kiss that brick. Also going to touch that brick. Look at the honor. Because of nisbat, because of its connection. Two bricks identical. But look at the connection. Today, you know, who are we connected to? Who are we connected to? Now this was the connection that she had with this man, Yusuf alayhi salam, that later on in her life, it is helping her. It is helping her. And she says, no, now I am embracing the religion and the Rabb of Yusuf alayhi salam, and I am going to worship Allah. I'm going to worship Allah. Now she becomes a Muslimah, and then it is said that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is going to again pass from this road. So Zulaikha also now puts on her clothes, her chadar, and she goes out on the road and she's standing. Now she's not a mushrika, she is a Muslimah, mashallah. So she sees Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam does not even glance at her, doesn't recognize her. And she said, Ya Yusuf, oh Yusuf, listen to me. Ulama have mentioned Allah gave an order to the winds to transport her voice to the ears of Yusuf alayhi salam. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said to the guard, stop. I hear some woman, a lady's voice that is calling me. So he said to the guards, go and inquire. So the guards went and they inquired, is there someone wanting to speak with Yusuf alayhi salam? Someone said, Ya Yusuf. And the lady said, I said. So the guard said, tell us, what do you want? So she says, I said Yusuf, not you. I want to speak to him directly. So the guards came and they said that she's not going to speak to us, but she wants to speak to you directly. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam didn't look at her, said, okay. Tell her to come to my palace, and said to some of the guards, bring her with honor and respect where I am going, and she should meet me at the palace. Now for the first time after many, many years, can you imagine, this is going as into like 20 years or 25 years thereafter. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is sitting on his pulpit, and Zulaikha comes in the palace. And when he looks at this lady, ulama say that he can't recognize her first. So he said, who are you? So Zulaikha said, do you not recognize me? I am Zulaikha. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam says, Zulaikha, this is you, huh? So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said, sit and tell me, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? What khidmat can I do for you? He was meherban, a very pious man, and a man who was there to help everybody. So Zulaikha said, I know that you are a very special man to Allah. I know you are a very special man to Allah, because he was the Nabi of Allah. So she said that I want three things. I want you to give me three things. I want you to give me three things. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said, tell me the three things. She said, number one, tell Allah to restore my beauty. Tell Allah to restore my beauty. I want my beauty back. She was a very beautiful lady. But of course, when you age, then your beauty will fade away. So restore my beauty. And then number two, she said, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua that Allah should make me young again. Young again means that whatever my age is, but I should look very, very young. Because Hazrat Yusuf was also young compared to her. Young as in, of course, a few years. And then number three, she was very straightforward. And number three is that I want to marry you. I want to marry you. Subhanallah. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, the scholars have mentioned, the first two du'as, he was very fast to make du'a. No problem, I can make du'a. So he made du'a, Allah, you know, give her the beauty, give her, you know, that age, youthful years back. He made du'a. But Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam says, the third one, I was reluctant to marry her. Subhanallah. Ulama have said Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came down And Jibreel alayhi salam said to Yusuf alayhi salam, don't hesitate and accept this proposal. It is the will of Allah. It is the will of Allah. And Yusuf alayhi salam then got married to Zulaykha because of her three du'as that I want to also get married to you. She became a Muslimah. She did Tawbah and she lived in the palace with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And when she would walk with Yusuf alayhi salam, because of the dua, she would look also very beautiful, very, very beautiful, because she was to be the partner of a very beautiful man, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. She looked very young and her beauty was restored. And that is how Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam got married to Hazrat Zulaykha. In fact, it comes that when he got married, you see, the golden rule is, my respected brothers, when you get married and when you have a wife, your relationship with the wife should be informal. How it should be? Informal. You know, you can't become Qarun with her. You know, in the house also, Qarun. Huh? People respect me, you respect me too. Qarun. No, no. A wife should be given that allowance. And that is in the hadith. Allah's Nabi has said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best in my ummah is the one who is the best with his wife. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best with my wife. And so, Yusuf alayhi salam, one day in his own garden, Zulaykha, he was sitting with her and she said, I want to have a race with you. I want to have a race with you. Ab ye burhi aurat to jawan ho gayi thi na. I want to have a race with you. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, race? Okay. Now, when she was having a race with Yusuf alayhi salam, she was in front. She got in front. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, in order to stop her, grabbed her dupatta. What did he do? Grabbed her the orni. What do you call the orni in English? The scarf. Whatever. The scarf. And in grabbing hold, he wanted to hold the scarf. In doing so, it slightly ripped. The scarf slightly ripped. So she stopped. And she says, you see, Yusuf, subhanallah, I remember the day when I ripped your shirt. I remember the day when I ripped your shirt. And for that one shirt, you stayed in prison for how many years? What happened? He was in prison. And today you have ripped my scarf. Then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said to her, but Zulaykha, don't you think that the relationship, when it is halal, there is great barakah, and one should avoid that which is haram? And she said, yes. It also comes that when she was in the nikah of Yusuf alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam noticed that her love for Yusuf has become less. The love for Yusuf alayhi salam became less. So one day, Yusuf alayhi salam said to Zulaykha, that Zulaykha, I have noticed that before you had great love for me, and now your love is very less. Why? I don't see that love. Your love is a bit less. And you know what she said? She said, by staying in your company, I have learned that the greatest love should be for Allah. And now my heart is more occupied in loving my Allah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam smiled. And he said, khair. If you love Allah, then there is khair in there. There is khair in there. Subhanallah. Look at the barakat of a Nabi. Look, when you are connected to someone, what happens? How your life changes. We see also Hazrat Aisha, when she got married to Huzur alayhi salam, in the early years of her life, she also said, can I have a race with you? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay. And again, she ran in front of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and she won the race. In the latter part of her life, Allah's Nabi said, Aisha, you want to run again? She said, yeah. And this time, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam ran in front of her. So Allah's Nabi said, you see, equal. What is it? Equal. This tells you that even a great Nabi, they showed us that when you are a partner to somebody, one needs to understand each other. Khair, this is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaikha. The king becomes a Muslim. Zulaikha becomes a Muslim. And now, Egypt slowly will also become Muslim because all the people on the top have also become Muslims. Now, if you look at the accuracy of the Quran, it is amazing. All the time, the kings of Egypt were known as what? Pharaoh. Pharaon, what were they known as? In English we say Pharaoh, in Arabic we say Pharaon. So when you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, Allah is only talking about Fir'aun, 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 Fir'aun. But in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, Fir'aun is never mentioned. You know this Pharaoh or the Pharaonic line, the Pharaonic line is not mentioned. Why is it when it comes to the Egyptian king here, Allah has mentioned Malik. What is it? So he is given the title as the king Malik, Malik. But in Musa alayhi salam's story, the king is known as Fir'aun, Pharaoh, 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 and Malik, Malik here, Malik. Look at the accuracy of the Quran. This is the difference between the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran. The Quran speaks the truth. What is it? If you look at the history of Egypt, there was an invasion that took place. Invasion that took place in the period of Yusuf alayhi salam, in the era of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and this community, Hyksos community, this Hyksos community came and they invaded Egypt and they took control of Egypt. They took control of Egypt. And what they did is that they did not allow their kings to be called Pharaoh because they were foreign to that land and they called their kings Malik. What did they call? King. Usually the king. So this title of a person to be the Pharaoh or the king of Egypt for 110 years of the Hyksos community that invaded Egypt at that time, that interim period, did not allow anybody of their leaders to be known as Pharaoh. And one of the leaders was this king of Egypt. That is why the Pharaohs would not allow anybody else to be a leader unless he was a pure Egyptian. So this king in Egypt allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to be the king later on of Egypt. Why? Because they themselves were foreigners. What were they? They themselves were foreigners. So they accepted Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in that position. This is the accuracy of the Quran. This is how powerful the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that it speaks everything. You will see that it is nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Allahu Akbar. And so khair, now when Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is about to rule Egypt, very quickly, brothers, I know Isha is a bit late and a lot of you are tired, and may Allah bless you for your qurbani to come and listen to the Quran. And who knows that by you sitting here, Allah will accept and Allah will bless you, Jannah, and your progeny in Jannah. You know, for people to come in the house of Allah, only those who Allah loves can sit for the Quran. Most of the people, they go away. But the people who Allah chooses, the people who Allah wants to give that Quran, that Ruhani, who Allah loves, Allah makes them sit. What is it? So we are the mehman of Allah. What are we? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That is the honor and privilege given to you, my respected brothers and elders. Inshallah, I will conclude. But how does this man govern Egypt? How does he take control? It is a lesson for us to learn. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, remember he said, the corns that you have, stock one portion of it and spend the other portion to your necessity. He was ruling by the golden rule given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, we have heard of Thomas Cook, this, you know, the oldest agency, holidays, travel agents in UK. And some of the early flights they took even to Makkah Mukarrama, but today it is bankrupt, in liquidation. Why? When you don't have control of your finance, what is it? When there is greed, when your executive directors are taking chunks of huge amounts of bonuses, 4.6 million pounds every year, and different directors are taking so much, and when you are spending money splish splash here and there, then obviously it is going to hit you. So to run an organization or a business, it is you need to have some brains. So mashallah, Allah's Nabi has explained one important rule, and he said, al-iqtisadu fin nafaqati nisful ma'isha. That moderation in your expenditure, what did he say? Moderation in your expenditure is half of your living. How beautiful is that? Is half of your living. Moderation in your expenditure. Half of your living. How? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying there are two types of people. One group of people are those who want to spend and spend and spend. Now you've got 20 trousers, 20 shirts, they want still another 20. You've got 10 shoes, you still want another 10. You know, some people have got cars, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Somebody said 250 cars. What are you going to do with 250 cars? So much money. And then you have other people that are misers. What are they? That have so much money, but they will have half a doner kebab. There was this very rich man. I'm not doing ghibat, I'm not mentioning his name. He goes, Maulana, I'm coming to Leicester. I want you to eat a kebab. He's in my car and he's traveling with me. He goes, stop here, I will give you a kebab. I said, chalo yaar, isko khush karo. He's out from England. Let him eat the Leicester kebab. So he came inside. He goes, so the kebab is like this, isn't it? You know, one kebab inside one roll. So he said to the shopkeeper, I want one kebab, make it half. Maine kaha re kanjoos, kanjoos. Allah bachaye kanjooson se. So the other extreme is this. The other extreme is, they don't eat, they will not allow to eat, and they die like that. What a waste. Samjhe. And you have the other people, spendthrift. You know, they want to spend, spend, spend. Allah's Nabi said, no, no, get into the middle, moderation. Kya hai? When you spend with moderation, you will see how much money you can save. How much money you can save. This is so important. And this is the lesson that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his ummah. Don't touch this extreme, don't touch this extreme, be in the middle. I was reading an article, you know, Qatar, they are preparing for the World Cup football. And so now in their stadium, they've built hotels, luxury apartments. Can you imagine that? Luxury apartments all the way around, that you can sleep on your bed and watch live World Cup football. Now Hafiz Sulaiman says he wants to go there. So he must have a lot of money. But imagine how much it must be, the cost of that one room. Luxury. So this, unfortunately, we see in also our Muslim countries. You see Boris riding a bicycle. What is he? And he's the head here, isn't he, Boris? But you see a lot of the, people, they travel by train in England, mashallah. You know, they're very humble people. And if you look at some of our Arab leaders, do you think they can ride a bicycle? They'll fall off. They can't do that. And what they do is that they will have a palace here, a palace there, a palace on top of a mountain. When they go to Spain, they want a palace there. All these things, luxury, 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 Allahu Akbar, which is against the concept of Islam. Yusuf alayhi salam, during the years of famine, he gave a royal decree that in the palace, food will only be cooked once in a day. What did he do? Once in a day. And also for himself, he went through this mujahada, despite the fact that, you know, everything was at his disposal. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us this lesson that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam governed everything in this way. Now there is one job in the NHS which, where you see one man can do, but five people have taken that job. Now what is that? Wasting money. But who is there to see? And you see these with your eyes. So what happens? There is always an issue. There is always a problem. So when you look at the Islamic system and the Islamic economy and how Allah's Nabi has taught, you will see there is this great, great balance that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught the people of Iman. So this was the way that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was going to hold this economy of Egypt that was at the verge of collapse. At the verge of collapse. And at the same time, he is also busy giving them da'wat so that they must become people of Iman. So now what does the Quran say? Listen to the beautiful verses of the Quran. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ And this is how we gave Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam authority in the lands. Authority in the... This is how we settled him. Makkanna means... This is how we settled him. Fil ard, as in Egypt. Yatabawwa'u minha haythu yasha. So that he can stay and his movement is free wherever he wants to go. Nusibu bi rahmatina man nasha. And we grant our mercy to whomsoever we will to. Wala nudi'u ajr al muhsinin. And Allah says, we don't cut short the good action of those who do good. Allah says we will give them the full reward. We don't cut short the reward of the good doers. What is it? If you do any good action, Allah will give you that reward. Here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given a lot of dunya now that he is a king, a minister. But then Allah is reminding the people of Iman. Though he is a minister, a lesson given to us, wala ajrul akhirati khair. Remember, the reward of the hereafter is much better. What is the Quran saying? Yusuf got everything, but the reward of the hereafter is much better for the people who have Iman and for the people who have taqwa. That is why when a child is born, what do we do first? Adhan and Iqamat. Adhan and Iqamat is connected to the hereafter. What is it? That comes first. And then what do we do second? Tehnik. You give khajur. This eating is part of this dunya. So eating comes second. First comes akhirat. First comes akhirat. And tehnik comes second. So this dunya should be second. Your first aim should be always akhirat. The hereafter. Now, Subhanallah, here everything stops and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is fast forwarding. What is he saying? What is he doing in the surah? Fast. This is the beauty of the Quran. Allah only speaks and gives information that is very, very important. Now fast forward from this ruku. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ Now, of course, the drought that affected Egypt was not just in Egypt, but it was also out of Egypt in the area of Hijaz and Sham, Kana'an, where also the brothers were staying. Where the brothers were staying. There was also drought. Now there is one question, that why didn't Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was in power, stayed in Egypt for a long time? What was difficult for him when he knew his father might be suffering, his father might be crying for him, he's left the house now for decades? What was stopping him from going to his family? And he could have said, Papa, Abbaji, I'm still alive, look here, you know, Yaqub alayhi salam. What stopped him? Why did he not go? That is a question. Because now he's in power, who's there to stop him? Kanaan is not very far also. Ulama say because he is a Nabi, he is dictated by revelation. He was not allowed to go to his father just yet. He was not allowed. The order of Allah was to stay there and invite people to Iman and Islam. Everything works in accordance to the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes them come to him. Allah makes them come to him. Now what happens, there is drought in Canaan in that area, and 10 brothers are dispatched by the father, go, we have no food, a very big family, and we know of a king in Egypt who is very generous, and he gives food, corn, provisions to the people, and wheat, so go and get something. Now it is said that Yusuf alayhi salam, he was handling everything by himself. What was it? Making sure if any foreigner come, they have to meet him first. All 10 brothers are there in front of Yusuf alayhi salam. Just picture that scene. The same brothers who got rid of him, now some of them are much older. Some are 20 years, 25 years older than him, of course. So they are old. And they all come and they are in front of Yusuf alayhi salam. The Quran says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ Yusuf, the brothers of Yusuf, they come to him. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, they enter upon him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes each and every one of them, but they don't recognize him. They don't recognize him. Ajib. And so he looked at them and he said, huh, where do you people come from? Where do you people come from? And they said, we come from Canaan. And inshallah to be continued. Inshallah. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can close your eyes and mashallah, cleanse the heart and think that my heart is doing the dhikr of Allah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, the brothers that have come here, Ya Allah, accept their sitting, Ya Allah, their listening, Ya Allah. Allah, accept all of their du'as, Ya Allah. Forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Every difficulty that is in front of us, Ya Allah, by your beautiful names, Ya Allah, remove every difficulty and the challenges that are in front of us. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, complete safety, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of rizq for us, Ya Allah. Open the doors of barakat for every one of us, Ya Allah. Let us depart from this dunya with iman. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.